views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. And we're happy to be filling in this afternoon. There's so much to talk about. And we want you to call in and be part of the call with us. And we got some lines now. We'll come out again later. If you want to participate in the conversation today with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, call in at 831-685-1080 or toll free anywhere around the United States at 888-379-2552. And for all those who listen to Dr. Wallach a lot, you always know that he talks a little bit about medical politics, and I think that's where we should start off the call this afternoon, because in just a couple months, we're going to be having a new administration coming into the White House, the Obama administration, and they've been calling on a lot of change. And change can be good, change can be bad, and change can be neutral. And we have a health care program in the United States right now which is second to none. And I know there's flaws in it, and I know that there's things that can be done better. But right now, when people get sick around the world, they come to the United States for treatment, even for some of the biggest countries in the world. And the Obama administration, now with Tom Daschle leading the Health and Human Services coming into the new administration, has vowed a lot of changes, a much more socialized medical situation. And a lot of the choices which we've come up and become accustomed to are going to be changing. And what we want to invite you to call in today is to talk about, where do you think healthcare is going? Is it getting better for you? Is it getting worse for you? Do you think these changes will be positive for you as a, and your family? Do you think society will be better for it? Do you think moving more toward like a Canadian or a French model is what you want to see this country moving toward? Or do you want to go back to the way it was before, where you had a one-on-one personal relationship with your primary caregiver, and decisions were made more with you having a conversation with somebody about what's best for you versus an actuarial somewhere in an office building sitting behind charts looking and crunching numbers? If you want to engage in that conversation, we invite you to do so. That's 831-685-1080. And toll-free, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program can be reached at 888-379-2552. So what do you think? Where are we headed in America? 2009's coming. The stock market's crashing all around us. People are very weary and frightened. Stress is in the air. And now we know there's going to be changes to the healthcare society, moving us more toward a DMV-style healthcare program versus what I grew up with, which is a primary healthcare giver making decisions for me based on a conversation, what's right for us. Doug, I know you're in the studios there. You want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I certainly do. Actually, you had mentioned, you know, could we possibly go back to, as like you say, that you grew up with and that I grew up with, primary health care physician that you basically, you know, when I was a kid, had the same doctor from once I got past the pediatrician days on into when I was in college until finally the guy retired. And interestingly enough, there was just a study done, a survey that was put out where they sent out, I believe it was several hundred thousand questionnaires, and about 12,000 doctors responded. And mainly, about 50% or close to 50% of doctors that actually returned the questionnaire said that, well, I'm actually considering getting out of the business. And these were all primary care physicians, and reports from the medical industry as far as those that train doctors are saying that the new medical students, only about 2 to 4% are actually wanting to become primary care physicians. The rest are all wanting to go into some sort of specialty. And a lot of that's for a lot of reasons, but one of the major reasons is all of the red tape that they have to go through with the insurance companies in order to get paid for their services. So I would imagine that a lot of people in the healthcare industry, as far as doctors, probably see the idea of a socialized or nationalized healthcare system may be a positive thing. I actually found a specific website called balancepolitics.org, and they broke it down, and they call it in a nutshell, and it was sort of interesting that the pros for a nationalized or socialized healthcare system, there's about six of them. And as far as the cons, then that would be 13 of them. So twice as many basically bad reasons why, as you say, like to have a DMV style of healthcare. And anyone I've ever talked to personally that has advocated a nationalized healthcare system, I always point that out to them. I said, well, are you real happy with the way the Postal Service works? And are you real happy when you got to go down to DMV and stand in line for 400 hours to, you know, get your license renewed? And, you know, resoundingly the answer is no.
Well,
you're going to have the same basic thing.
It used to be when I was a kid, it was the practice of medicine, and today it's the business of medicine. And what's interesting is we throw more and more money at medicine every single year. I'm an employer of a lot of people, and I have been one who's paid health care insurance for others, and I know how much those premiums keep going up, and I know a lot of our listeners around the country, they pay their own health care premiums or a portion of them, and they've seen those health care premiums rise. They've seen the benefits cut back, and yet we're looking now at something probably even on a broader scale than that, which is very frightening. And I happen to be, as most people know, listen to my other shows, fairly conservative in my stances. And I happen to believe that less government intrusion on most parts of our lives is a better thing. And it doesn't mean that I don't want people covered. It doesn't mean I want children without health care. It doesn't mean I want people dying in the streets. Please don't get me wrong. There's other ways to deal with this. Where I've seen nationalized medicine in other countries, people pay not to be in it because the care that they get is less than standard. And where they've had nationalized medicine, the brightest minds, when I was a kid, the brightest minds, a lot of them were attracted to medicine because it had so many good things going about it, including the pay. And today, the brightest minds in America are not moving toward medicine. They're moving toward other places. Because, just as you said, 60% of doctors today said they are looking to get out. Lack of control is one of the things they said. Increased bureaucracy, increased stress, and a decrease in making medical decisions. So there's a problem out there, so we hope you'll be invited to join us back on the other side of this break. 831-685-1080 is our call-in number.
And you also might want to try our toll-free number at 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with our guest host today, Dr. Corey Gold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Dr. Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We're back from the break. Thanks for joining the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joe Wallach this afternoon. Dr. Wallach will be back with you on Monday, and we invite you to be part of our conversation today. If you want to call us, the priority line is 831-685-1080, and toll-free around the country, you can reach us at 888-379-2552. So, Doug, you were telling us that this group has listed 13 reasons that they think that nationalized or socialized health care is a bad thing. Why don't you give us the top three?
Well, the first one off the bat here, obviously, is, you know, the whole thing we were talking about is that, you know, there isn't a single government agency or division that runs efficiently. Do we really want an organization that developed the U.S. tax code? And you remember that when that new tax code we're currently working under first came out, I mean, the things like, I forget how many thousands of pages, and this is the kind of thing you'd get from the government, and they say that free health care isn't really free since we must pay for it with taxes. Expenses for health care would have to be paid for with our higher taxes and spending cuts in other areas such as defense, education, etc., etc. And they say profit motives, competition, and individual ingenuity have always led to greater cost and control and effectiveness. Well, when you have a government in charge, you're not going to have all that.
Well, I can tell you that I don't want the government to own all the banks. And that people are talking about that the government someday will nationalize the banks, will have one bank. I don't want them to be one health care choice. I think the more and more we get towards centralized anything, there's a myriad of problems that go along with that, including bureaucrats writing health policy. Bureaucrats writing what's a procedure and how the procedure should be done, and people far away from your particular problem telling you how to do something about you and your body. We've seen the problem with education, where people writing tax or writing codes in Washington have influenced the classrooms here and around the world. And quite frankly, I agree. We should not have centralized medicine.
Yeah, interestingly enough, on this particular thing from balancedpolitics.org, number six is they say that, you know, government-run hospitals, just stop and think that most areas that have had county hospitals, I know in areas where I grew up, most of the hospitals years ago were county-run, they are a dying breed. You're hard-pressed to find a county hospital still operating in many cities in America, and the reason why? They basically could not operate with the kind of funding that they were getting. So, obviously, to me, that is a bit of an example.
Well, think of the VAs.
Yeah, as to why that you don't want the government running your hospital, because when they've tried in the past, it really hasn't been run very well. Yeah, I know Dr. Wallach goes through a whole deal when you get talking about the VA hospital. He often says, you know, you have two chances to give your life for your country, once on the field of battle and the other at the VA hospital. And he cites several examples. There was one several years ago in Los Angeles where a man who no longer had use of his legs was left in a hot tub whirlpool to the point where they basically boiled the man alive.
I happened to do an internship at a VA hospital, actually a California veterans home, and the administrational processes of it really took away from the health care. It was bureaucracy as opposed to a health care delivery system. And we all know the problems with the VA system, so if that's a model that we're moving toward, I think let's turn around and move the other direction.
Yeah, I would agree with that, you know, and another one of the things that they're talking about is that malpractice lawsuits, and I think this is one that people often don't think about, and they're already sky high. And if you had the government in charge, people already want to try and get free money out of the government. And you talk about a legal liability. If the government's running the healthcare system, A, I don't think people would get much chance to sue them. And B, if they did, then who's going to pay the freight for that? It'll be you and I.
Yeah, and if, you know, we're watching now how the financial institutions are melting down and people like Barney Frank and others are holding these hearings and you listen to them, I'm going, oh my God, I'd rather have Barney Rubble in charge than Barney Frank. Am I going to have Barney Frank now in charge of health care or an equivalent Barney Frank? So, gosh forbid that that should happen, that we now have bureaucrats sitting in Washington trying to figure out, you know, who should get what procedure and when and how long it should take and how many sponges you should use and what kind of sutures should we have. Because quite frankly, it all comes down, like you said, to the tax code. Eventually, they start getting into the nitty-gritty of how things run. Eventually, somebody in a dark room with big, thick glasses starts creating code. And that's how things are run. It's not, do you need something? Is it, which line of code does it fall into? And how can, you don't get what you need, you get what's covered. So we hear the music coming up. We're going to be talking about some other topics after the next break. But if you want to join us, it's 831-685-1080 and toll free. 888-379-2552 here on Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight, the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up, the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Well, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today on the ZBS radio network. And Doug, I understand we have some callers waiting.
We certainly do. Let's head to Arkansas and Lynn. Lynn, you're on with Dr. Corey Gold.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I love your show. I listen to it often, and it's a great source of information, that's for sure. I actually more or less have a statement. A socialized medicine ran government bothers me because the government doesn't seem to be able to run anything, much less a medical industry. And just the government running anything bothers me. And I think anyone that has any sense at all would have that same view.
Well, I like the fact they're running the Army and the Navy. I think that's a legitimate, real purpose for the government and the Constitution, and I think it needs to be centralized. But you're right. We've seen cases where the bigger the bureaucracy, the lower the quality of the output.
Yeah, I think you're kind of comparing apples to oranges there. But at the same time, I agree with you on that. I think, of course, they should be running the Army and the Navy. But when you're talking about medicine, I think a doctor should be able to do what a doctor thinks is necessary without having to go through the bureaucracy of the paperwork necessary that the government would have.
Oh, you're in agreement with us for sure. You're right. Whenever you have people who are non-medical professionals, distant from the battle scene, in this case the operatory or the office, telling you what a patient needs without even seeing that individual, or mandating certain tests that aren't needed, or saying that certain tests that aren't needed aren't covered, then you're having something which is
today.
What's that?
That is even actually a problem now. When you're in Medicaid and in Medicare, you're having the government telling the doctors what they can and can't do. That's even happening today.
We agree, and that's why 60% of doctors today say that they're not happy being doctors and would like to do something else. Because
I actually have a friend that is a doctor, and she's been a doctor for quite a while, and she said that when she came into the profession, she expected it to be something that it wasn't. She wanted to help people, and instead of it being something where she can help people, it ends up being a paperwork fiasco.
Well, and part of that is our fault as individuals who have sued doctors and sued hospitals so many times that we've now made the law firms run hospitals, and everything
is
to prevent a lawsuit versus what's the quality of care. And you're always I was taught when I graduated that you're always treating two individuals. You're treating
right.
The patient, and you're treating your potential litigant.
Exactly right.
So sometimes doctors are now forced to do defensive medicine versus correct and optimal medicine. And we, as citizens, have sometimes fostered that. I've never sued anybody, but I think there's so many lawsuits out there right now that are frivolous in the medical world. There's a lot of important real ones, but there's so many out there that are frivolous that doctors and hospitals now have to operate as if you intend to sue them every time you walk through the door.
I have a brother-in-law who is a pharmaceutical rep, and the stories that he tells me about the doctors being sued are just outrageous. The way the doctors are sued, it's just an outrageous practice that people are getting involved in, and they're just trying to make a quick buck, and it's a sad situation. It truly is.
Well, Lynn, I appreciate the call. We hear the music coming up behind you there, so thanks for your input. And I know we have some callers that hopefully you'll hold online through the bottom of the hour break that's about to come up on us. And we invite more people to call in on the priority line, which is 831-685-1080, and our toll-free line at 888-379-2552. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in today the best he can for the best in the business, Dr. Joe Wallach. Here on the ZBS Radio Network, we appreciate you listening in, and we appreciate you being there on the backside of the bottom of the hour.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Doug, I got to commend you on the bumper music. Hi, everybody. This is Dead Doctors Don't Lie Radio. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today, doing our best to fill in his very big shoes. And, Doug, before we move on, I know you were dying to make a comment on that last caller.
Yeah, actually, it was sort of what you were both talking about, and that was the whole bureaucracy aspect of the government running it as opposed to and doctors being free to do what they want. Currently, in many settings, it depends on what type of a practice or what type of an employment situation that a doctor is in. However, I do know from a lot of the research I've done and doctors I've talked to, that is one of the reasons why a lot of these primary care physicians are wanting to get out of the business, and it is the red tape that they have to deal with these insurance companies, and within certain settings, I don't want to name any specific companies, but you know, these large PPOs and HMOs, that many of these are basically, say you as a doctor think that one of your patients needs a coronary bypass, and it may be that there's already been several bypasses done that month or that quarter, and there is some little thick glasses, you know, bean counter somewhere in a little room somewhere that's deciding how many coronary bypass surgeries are going to be performed each quarter or each month. And if you've already hit the limit, then they're going to tell the doctor, nope, why don't you try something else first? Put them on a medication for a while or try an angioplasty or something else. So that is actually already going on. And sure, I think that's one of the major reasons why a lot of doctors are wanting to get out of the field. And so I just wanted to say that because I think you're going to probably get more of that with a government running things, but also it currently does already exist. Instead of it existing in just a few places, if the government were running everything, it would probably exist everywhere.
Well, let me give our call outlines, and we'll go on a couple other topics today. We invite you to keep calling in on this topic and others that might be of interest to you. If you want to call, our priority line is 831-685-1080.
And toll-free, we can be reached 888-379-2552. I was listening to the commercials over the break, and one of them was for chocolate, Weight Loss chocolate. And, you know, I was reading across many of the news releases today, and not only is chocolate great, and not only does it help release serotonin, which is the happy chemical in our brain, and so sometimes when we're feeling down and low, we go get a piece of chocolate, and we all feel good, and we like giving chocolate out as candy for holidays because it makes people feel good. But a new medical use of it is for people who have chronic coughs. They find that the theobromine that's found in all chocolate, but even more so in dark chocolate, helps reduce the coughing in people with chronic coughs. And we find out that, you know, they say 2 ounces a day is what they recommend. And I don't know about you, but I'll stop my cough more than that because I like more than 2 ounces of chocolate. But theobromine doesn't have any of the negative effects of a lot of the different medications that people are taking for chronic coughs. And we find out that a lot of people have chronic coughs because they have gastroesophageal reflux disease, known as GERD or reflux. Some people say they have hiatal herniation. They're saying the same thing. They have a reflux situation going on. And a lot of those people have a chronic cough because of irritation. And they find that dark chocolate specifically, more so than regular milk chocolate, the theobromine content's higher, helps reduce chronic coughing. So if you were looking for an excuse today to have some chocolate, and I know I heard the bumper music before in the commercials for Dr. Wallach's very varieties of dark chocolate. They're fantastic products, but they also will help reduce cough. So another reason to indulge yourself today. Thanksgiving's coming up, and I love Thanksgiving because there's so many good things involved with it, including football. And after the break that's coming up in a minute, we're going to talk a little about Thanksgiving. Because, you know, we tend to eat a lot. We tend to eat a lot of the foods that we shouldn't. We tend to eat too much of the foods we shouldn't. And there's some tips that we might want to remember going into the holiday time here of how to be healthier while still having a good holiday with our friends and families and lots of relatives. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Dr. Corey Gold filling in today for Dr. Joe Wallach. And we appreciate you being part of the show.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Well, welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Dr. Corey Gold filling in today for Dr. Joel Wallach. Thanks to him for giving me these gigantic big shoes to fill while he's away. As a lot of you know, Dr. Wallach travels 300 days of the year talking to individuals about health and nutrition and all the things they need to know to stay healthy as long as humanly possible. So we're happy to be here in his stead today. Doug, I understand there's somebody waiting on the line for us.
There certainly is. Let's head to Rogers, Arkansas. And Ginger, you're on with Dr. Corey Gold.
Hi, thank you. Excuse me. I'm calling to more or less voice the opinion of a great many of us who have grown extremely frustrated that we don't seem to be able to make our politicians listen to us. It seems as though they determine what they think is best and do whatever they want to do, and we can't seem to do anything about it. I think we need to have things put on a ballot where the people can actually decide what they want and what they don't.
Well, Ginger, here in California, we do have an initiative process where people can put things on the ballot. We just had a very, very controversial ballot measure called Proposition 8, which was about should there or should there not be same-sex marriage, and that's a whole other topic. But, I mean, people in the state of California do have a way of addressing topics of importance to them here in California. That's not the way it is across the country, however. I think the only way we're going to get our politicians' attention is to start voting them out, because
that's what I do and most of my friends do. We never vote for an incumbent unless they really have accomplished something.
Well, I think, and you're doing the right thing. Unfortunately, too many people don't. They simply vote for the party with an R or the party with a D next to it that they have an affiliation with, and they really don't know. Congress had, what, a 17% approval ratio, and yet almost everybody got put back in? That's pretty amazing. How do we only 17% of the public like Congress, but almost everybody go back to the House and to the Senate? And that's because most people don't take the time to do what you're doing, which is to look at the issues and to vote people out. And until Americans get serious about their vote, until Americans really take these issues, and they need to write to their politicians, they need to email their politicians, they need to tell their friends to do it, because the one thing that a politician loves more than anything else is to be voted back in. And if he's afraid or she's afraid that they won't be, they won't take those actions. There are something like 70 or more special interest lobbyists in Washington for every single member of Congress. They're giving them money. They're telling them what to think. They're telling them how to think and how to vote. And we need to be more powerful than that. And until we start talking to our politicians very loudly and telling them what we think and how they should be proceeding, they will listen to the people who fund their campaigns. So
you would think that by the surveys where it shows 17%, that maybe that would tell them something, but obviously they're not listening to that either.
Oh, they don't care if they're loved. They just cared if they're re-voted into office. They know that they're not loved. They simply put commercials on that make them sound fantastic. They demonize the people they run against. This is politics of personal destruction. I mean, there was a survey out by Zogby recently that something like 70% of the people who voted for Obama thought that Sarah Palin said that she could see Alaska from her house. She never said that. That was Tina Fey on Saturday Night Live. But the American public thought she said it. So until the American public decides they want to wake up and become more educated and proactive. What's that?
And get a little more educated. That's the problem. We have too many people out there that just aren't using common sense and researching.
Now I love Jon Stewart. I think he's funny. But I know that Jon Stewart in The Daily Show is a comedy show. A lot of people think it's a news show. I think the Colbert Report is hilarious. I know it's comedy. Too many people think it's a real show. Saturday Night Live is not a place to get your information and news. It's a parody show. Unfortunately, today, that's how people are getting their news. And if you watch some of the so-called Main Street media, you know, they were basically apologists for some of the politicians. So we have to start getting proactive. We have to start voting in candidates that we will listen to us. And until we do that, they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, and even our regular nighttime shows, like we saw Boston Legal, where it was so biased toward Democrats, it was ridiculous.
Well, that's fine. And you have a right to turn that off. If you don't watch it,
well,
they'll go off the air. That's the fierce, you know, when people talk about the fairness doctrine, and when people talk about, well, my gosh, we should have to go to talk radio and fix it, it's the purest form of democracy, because if people don't like the format, if people think that Dr. Wallach or myself give bad advice or they don't like listening to us, they'll turn us off. We won't have advertisers, and eventually we'll go away. So we have the ability to turn off Boston Legal if you don't like watching it, and the advertisers will watch. The advertisers watch. They watch those dials. And if people aren't watching Boston Legal, they won't be putting their money into putting it on the air. The same thing has to happen with our politicians. They have to only get money from us when they're doing the things that we want them to be doing.
Well, good point. I appreciate you listening to me.
Well, Ginger, I appreciate you calling in on Dr. Wallach's radio show.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll put it out there again. This is Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today. If you'd like to join us in the conversation like Ginger just did, you can call 831-685-1080 or toll-free. You can call us at 888-379-2552. You know, we were talking before the break, Doug, about Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You ready? Are you ready for the football? Are you ready for the food?
Yeah, I was watching a sports program this morning before I came to work, and they were talking about the fact that the football that's going to be on, and they're wondering why every year we have to watch the Lions, who perennially are not a very good team. And I'm not sure. I remember that as a kid, that it was always the Lions playing on Thanksgiving, and I think isn't it Dallas and the Redskins that play on Christmas, and I'm not sure why the NFL does that, but...
That's a whole other show. We can go into conspiracies and sports bearings.
Hey, getting back to the topic, though, real quickly here before we move on to the Thanksgiving about why the politicians don't listen. I actually read a report about 2 years ago where they claim that there's more alcohol sold in the District of Columbia than in the entire state of Texas. That might explain a few things.
That might be a few votes in Congress, maybe.
I believe so,
by a cocktail or two.
Or why when you watch C-SPAN, you look and you see half of them are asleep.
Yeah, they're in the... And you always wonder, what's going on in that cloakroom? You know, they have that thing called the cloakroom. You know, I don't know about you, but I've always wondered what the politicians are doing in the cloakroom.
Yeah, that's a good question, too.
It sounds like one of those things in the game of Clue, you know, Senator Feinstein in the cloakroom with a pen or something. We were talking just for a second. I know we have a go break in a couple minutes, but Thanksgiving's coming up. And unfortunately, the majority of Americans today are overweight. In fact, it's not just the majority. It's a lot more. And we're all concerned about our weight. We're all concerned about our blood health and chemistries. We want to keep our cholesterol in check. And believe it or not, between the time of Thanksgiving and Christmas is one of the biggest weight gain periods for people. Because that's when the cookies are passed around, that's when the brownies are passed around, that's when you're invited to a number of parties, and of course, every time you tip back a cocktail, there's calories in that as well. So there's things to do this Thanksgiving, and the number one thing to do is, they tell us, if you have to think about how you want to control your eating, is for you to serve yourself your own food, your own portion sizes. Because your host, if you're at somebody's house, is going to want to put a lot of food on your plate because they want to be neighborly to you. And you need to go, you know, control the amount of food put on your plate. So if you want to do that, that's the first good thing. Second thing is, most things on your plate are going to be carbs. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and stuffing, love them all. Cut them all in a third. Make just one serving of carbs. I know I'm a killjoy here, but there's more things we'll tell you after the break. This is Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joel Wallach today on Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Here on the ZBS Radio Network, and thank you so much for spending the last 45 minutes with us, and we'll be back right after this break.
And if you do want to talk to Dr. Corey Gold today, call us on our priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, or try us toll-free at 888-379-2552.
Ugh. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Well, we're back. Dr. Corey Gold filling in for Dr. Joe Wallach this afternoon as he goes gallivanting across the United States, spreading his message of health and nutrition and preventative wellness. On the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, ZBS Radio Network. We're having a good time here on the week before Thanksgiving, and we were giving a couple of examples before the break on things you might want to do to make sure you don't pack on the pounds and stay healthier for Thanksgiving. We talked about portion size, and another thing is, and my wife's doing that this year, is she's switching the oil she's cooking with to canola oil because it has half the saturated fats of most of the oils that we use to cook at home. So if you're cooking at home, you know, switch to canola oils, let the people parse out their own servings so they get the sizes that are more comfortable to them. If you're eating, try to eat less of the carbs, such as the sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and stuffing. And my mom text messaged me during the break saying it was un-American to recommend eating less stuffing on Thanksgiving, and she's probably right. One of the things I do want to tell you, because I got this message as well, which is she wanted me to make sure you're aware of, when you're shopping for the holidays, shop early as the best, most fresh vegetables out there, and you get the best pick of the food in the store. But she wants you to be aware that you should wash your hands as soon as you get home from the supermarket. She says, and she's right, that the handles on the shopping carts that we go pushing around the supermarket are some of the most dirty things you'll ever touch in your life. They have saliva on them, urine, fecal matter, and blood from meat. And they have E. coli, Staphylococcus, Salmonella, and influenza virus on them. So if that doesn't get you motivated to wash your hands
after you come home from shopping, I don't know what will.
Yeah, there was just a study that came out that where they tested shopping cart handles, and they found them to be one of the dirtiest things around. In fact, a lot of the local stores around here are actually, when you first walk into the store, there is like a handy wipe, antiseptic wipes in a container right by where you grab the shopping cart. And they have a sign there to encourage you to wipe the handle off and wipe your hands off and try and clean things up a bit.
Yep, and we should give thanks to the University of Arizona. They're the ones who did that four-year study on handles and shopping carts, and it's pretty spooky. And another thing to be concerned of, especially women who are shopping, because they take their purses with them, and they put their purses down because they're picking up things, and they're putting their purses down in the supermarket. They put their purses down maybe when they're in the ladies' room, or if you're traveling through the airport, you're putting your purse down or your backpack down. And then what's the first thing you do? You get home, you bring those groceries in, you put them on your countertop with your purse. And we're bringing in all kind of things onto our countertops that we need to get off our countertops before we cook. So sometimes we don't think about the bottom of our purses or our backpacks, or, gosh forbid, I don't even want to think where my kids' lunch pails or their lunch containers go each day. They sit on the countertops part of the day, so we need to keep on cleaning our countertops. And I know Dr. Wallach is very aware of that. He talks about it. In fact, within his line of products is a whole line of products just to work with that type of problem.
You know, your steering wheel and your stick shift in your automobile are also two very nasty places, according to that most recent study.
See, now I'm frightened to touch anything, but no, just keep your hands clean.
Well, all you need to do is have someone else do your shopping for you and have someone drive you around.
Well, maybe someday. I don't think I'd ever do that. I even get a little funny when I'm being driven around in the golf cart at the golf range. Another thing to know, you may not have known this. A lot of my friends have granite countertops, and I think they're beautiful, and a lot of the people who have them love them because there's no grout, so you can keep them clean. But they find now that a number of granite countertops are actually emitting radon. And it's safe in the air to have 4 picocuries per liter of air. It's considered safe by the government. And they've done some studies where they've gone out there and found 100 picocuries, which is like, 25 times the safe considered level, coming out of these granite countertops. Now, most granite countertops have zero emissions, but there's some out there from some of these quarries from natural occurring radon that are now 25 times the recommended level to have in your house. So you might want to check it out. Well, we're going to say goodbye pretty soon here. I've had fun filling in for the big doc, Dr. Joe Wallach, Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. He'll be coming back to you next program, and you can bring him all your medical questions as you always do. He's the best at answering them. He has more experience in helping people than anybody I've ever met. He's the greatest, and I appreciate him letting me sit in his chair today here at the ZBS Radio Network. And thank you to Doug as well for co-hosting and steering from the station.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.